Blackstone Audio presents Bloodlands, Europe Between Hitler and Stalin, by Timothy Snyder. Your golden hair, Marguerite, your ashen hair, Shulamit. Paul Celan, Death Fugue. Everything flows, everything changes. You can't board the same prison train twice. Vasily Grossman, Everything Flows. A stranger drowned on the Black Sea alone, with no one to hear his prayers for forgiveness. Storm on the Black Sea, Ukrainian traditional song. Whole cities disappear. In nature's stead, only a white shield to counter non-existence. Thomas Venclova, The Shield of Achilles. Preface. Europe. Now we will live. This is what the hungry little boy liked to say as he toddled along the quiet roadside or through the empty fields. But the food that he saw was only in his imagination. The wheat had all been taken away in a heartless campaign of requisitions that began Europe's era of mass killing. It was 1933, and Joseph Stalin was deliberately starving Soviet Ukraine. The little boy died, as did more than 3 million other people. "I will meet her," said a young Soviet man of his wife, "under the ground." He was right. He was shot after she was, and they were buried among the 700,000 victims of Stalin's Great Terror of 1937 and 1938. "They asked for my wedding ring, which I—" The Polish officer broke off his diary just before he was executed by the Soviet secret police in 1940. He was one of about 200,000 Polish citizens shot by the Soviets or the Germans.